You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers out there as well. All my people working in the hotel industry, I should say. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you all got a great weekend plan, man. I'm going to go ahead and tell you straight up. I ain't got nothing planned this weekend, and I absolutely love it. I got to do a favor for my girlfriend Simone. She's out of town, so I'm actually heading up to Lake Point today to get some footage and some highlights for Simone. You know, the things we do, brother, the things that we do.
For love.
All right. Exactly. Day-Day know the vibes, but other than that, I ain't doing jack diddly squat this weekend, and I'm absolutely looking forward to it. Had a great time last Sunday at Atlanta Falcons training camp up at Flowery Branch. Got to watch them practice. Got to do a show, 3-hour show with my guy Joey P, Joe Patrick. And before that, I did a 3-hour show that weekend prior to last weekend. So I'm ready to take a weekend off. I ain't even going to lie to you. But hopefully you all have a great weekend planned as well. But we got some business to handle before we even think about the weekend. And one thing we have to talk about is our Atlanta Braves. Don't look now. The boys trying to get something going. How about it? The Braves beat the Marlins last night. Final score of 4-2. And how about one? Matty O. Matty Olson. Homer in yet again. Fifth home run in 6 games now for Matt Olson. And look, if he can start to get hot, if he can become that player that he was last year and get on the tear like that, don't look now. But again, I talked about it yesterday. Phillies got 3 with the Mariners starting tonight. And I have to look and see if they are home or away. I'll tell you that in a second. But they got 3 with the Mariners starting tonight. And then they have 3 against the Dodgers as well. And that series against the Mariners for the Phillies is on the road too. So they're going to be on the road out west against the Mariners 4-3. And they're going to be on the road out west going up against the Dodgers 4-3. So Phillies, if you can get some help, they might start reeling a little bit here. And you never know. And then they got 3 against the Diamond, or 4 against the Diamondbacks after that, excuse me, on the road as well. So they're going to be on a, what is that, 3-6-10 game road trip here for the Phillies, all going up against pretty solid teams. Mariners are 57-53, made some good moves at the trade deadline. Dodgers, 63-46, we know all about them. By the way, got to tell you something about Freddie Freeman's son, Maximus. Scary stuff there. He is okay, but the Freemans did have a little bit of a scare, Freddie and Chelsea, so praying for Maximus, and obviously as a former Brave, you never want to have somebody go through something like that, but we'll talk about more about that later. But Phillies got the Mariners for 3, Dodgers for 3, Diamondbacks for 4, all on the road. This is a time where the Braves can really make some hay up in the NL East standings. After their win last night, they are now 6 games behind the Phillies in the NL East. This is the closest they've been in a minute. So, again, good stuff for the Braves. If they can stay hot, get a little bit of help, you never know. That NL East crown might not be on the Phillies' head quite yet. So we'll see. And then the Braves, we have a very favorable schedule coming up. You do have the Marlins left for 3 more games. Hopefully you can get a sweep or at least take 3 out of 4. They got 1 so far, so that is good. Then you got the Brewers. The Brewers obviously are a tougher opponent at 61-47, but you did just take 2 out of 3 from the Brewers in Milwaukee, and they're coming to the A this time. So hopefully you can at least win that series. Then you got the Giants, or excuse me, then you have the Rockies for 3 games. They're 40-70. You got the Giants after that. They did make some moves. Then the Angels after that. And then you go head-to-head with the Phillies again. So, look, very important series for both the Braves and the Phillies leading up to their next 3-game set, which is going to start Tuesday, August 20th. So the Braves, up to that point, have a pretty favorable schedule. The Phillies, up to that point, a little bit of a tougher schedule. So we'll see what the standings look like when that 3-game set comes up. But right now, all the Braves can do is focus on the Miami Marlins, and they sure were focused on the Miami Marlins last night. Again, a 4-2 victory for the Braves last night. If you're just joining us here on the Hometown Take, good morning and happy Friday. Braves get it done, and their bats come alive once again. Matt Olson, Austin Riley hitting home runs in the first inning. Austin Riley hits a solo shot after Jorge Soler, 2021 World Series MVP, strikes out in his first at-bat. But it's all good. But then Austin Riley comes up, hits a solo shot. Marcell Ozuna single to center. And then Matt Olson brings the big bear home with a Matt Olson big fly. And makes it 3-0. Fast forward to the bottom of the third inning, Orlando Arcia had an Orlando Arcia later home run. That made it 4-0. The Marlins would score in the top of the fifth and in the top of the seventh. Luke Jackson, he did give up a run, but he was pretty good in his return back to the ATL. And then that would be all she wrote for the game. Charlie Morton was pretty good last night. Charlie Mo looked pretty good. He did give up a lot of leadoff hits. I think there was, let me see it. I had it written down here. I have it on my sheet. Charlie Morton last night allowed just one run on 5 hits in 6 innings. He had 6 strikeouts, 2 walks. So all that good stuff from Charlie Mo. He did allow the leadoff batter to reach 5 times in his 6 innings of work, but he did keep the Marlins off the scoreboard with the exception of the unearned run in the 5th inning. So, again, good work from Charlie Mo, working around, letting some leadoff players on, but it was all good for Charlie Morton and the Braves getting a nice, nice victory last night. So, look, again, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I don't want to raise the expectations too much and let you down or let me down and make us sad. So I don't want to make any big time declarations about what the Braves are about to do and what kind of run they could go on. But I will say the Braves could go on a nice run right here. They're currently on a 3-game winning streak. And they could extend that. You got 3 more against the Marlins, who you could beat up on. By the way, you have Spencer Schwellenbach going tonight for the Braves. TBD for the Marlins, so we don't know who's pitching for them yet. But 3 more against the Marlins. Do have a tough test in the Brewers. But hopefully, again, take 2 out of 3 against the Brewers. You beat up on the Rockies, who are 40-70. They're no good. Then you can hopefully take down the Giants, who, again, 54-56. And then the Angels, who are 47-62. Mike Trout ain't coming back. No Shohei Ohtani. And then you got the Phillies. So the Braves have a good chance to go on a nice run here. To me, there's no reason at all the Braves shouldn't take 3 of 4 from the Marlins, at least, if not sweep the Marlins, at least 3 of 4 from the Marlins, 2 out of 3 from the Brewers. You should honestly sweep the Rockies, or at least take 2 out of 3. Take 3 out of 4 from the Giants. Take 2 out of 3 from the Angels. So you should win. There's no doubt in my mind, and there's no reason the Braves shouldn't win every single series they have coming up leading up to this Philly series. You do that, you're probably going to be in pretty good shape heading into that Philly series again that starts Tuesday, August 20th. So that's kind of the chunk we're looking at now. We look at baseball, the baseball season in chunks. And this chunk that they're in right now leading up to that Philly series is going to be one of the most important chunks as far as are the Braves going to have one last run at trying to take over the NL East, because they got a shot at it right now. If they can get some help and they can take care of business, they can really make some shake here with this NL East. So hopefully the Braves can get themselves another W tonight. Hopefully Matt Olson can stay hot. Austin Riley can stay hot. Hopefully Jorge Soler gets his first big fly back with the Braves at some point this series. And hopefully it's tonight. You know, you just have a nice Friday. Jorge Soler going deep. No reason we can't see Matt Olson go deep again and all that good stuff. And just have great vibes here on a Friday evening. So Braves and Marlins get started again tonight at 7:20. First pitch again. Spencer Schwellenbach going to be on the mound for the Braves. TBD for the Marlins. All right, real quick, while we are on the topic of baseball, I did want to bring this up really quick. Because, again, I talked about it a couple of moments ago. Some scary stuff coming out of the Freeman household. And I have to pull the exact name of the illness that, unfortunately, their son Maximus has. But it is, again, really scary stuff. He was apparently on a breathing tube for the past 48 hours. But he is doing better. So here is the story right here. So Freddie Freeman and Chelsea Freeman's son, Maximus, he's 3. He has what is called Guillain-Barré. I think I said that right, but it is a syndrome. It's Guillain-Barré syndrome, and it's a rare neurological disorder. And he's missed the past 4 games. He did update his son's condition in a joint statement with his wife, Chelsea, on Instagram. They said, "These have been the hardest and scariest days of our lives. Maximus is such a special boy, and he has been fighting so hard. This is going to be a journey to recover, but we have faith that he will be completely healed." So that is good to say. The Freemans did go on to say that Maximus has shown significant improvement in the past 48 hours and was, quote, excavated from his breathing tube and was taken off the ventilator on Wednesday, so a couple of days ago. And according to the Mayo Clinic, Guillain-Barré syndrome is a condition in which the body's immune system attacks the nerves. It can cause weakness, numbness, or paralysis. There is no known cure for the illness, but most people recover completely. And again, that's according to the Mayo Clinic. So again, scary, scary stuff, especially when there's no cure. And while you feel good about, again, Mayo Clinic saying that mostly everybody recovers from this, you know, you always think what if in the back of your mind. But it seems like Maximus is going to make a great recovery. And look, praying for you, even though we wish Freddie was still here. And, you know, there's still all that talk about, you know, oh, his agent wasn't talking to him right. And, you know, you all know the story. It's been well documented about what happened here between the Braves and Freddie Freeman. But at the end of the day, anybody going through what the Freemans are going through right now, you want to make sure they come out of it okay and their son comes out of it okay. And it seems like that is going to happen. So that is good. So just want to put your prayers up and be thinking about Maximus Freeman and Freddie and Chelsea Freeman as well as they try to work through a tough time. But it does seem like, again, that it is getting better. So that is good. So I at least wanted to bring that to light and let you all know to put Freddie Freeman, Chelsea Freeman, and Maximus Freeman in your prayers. They are certainly in mine. All right. When we come back here about 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, let's move over to talk some football. We had some football last night. The Hall of Fame game happened last night. Shortened Hall of Fame game due to some weather by Mother Nature. Said, y'all don't need to play this whole game. Mother Nature said, we good. We seen enough. We good. Y'all all right. But we'll talk about the Atlanta Falcons because I have an interesting question for you. And it goes a little something like this. Were the Falcons' defense hampered by facing a not-so-great quarterback in practice day in and day out last year? And will facing a elite quarterback every day in practice this year help him out? Talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure the people are taken care of. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front folk, local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, if I can say it right. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. We're going to talk a little Atlanta Falcons football, by the way. Hall of Fame game. Did you know it was last night? It was. And the Texans ended up winning, I believe. I think that was the final score. The game ended, by the way, in the third quarter after a 36-minute weather delay. Mother Nature said, nah, you know what? We good. We seen enough. But the Bears actually, ended up winning 21-17. Brett Rippon looked pretty good. He threw three touchdown passes. But anywho, football is officially back. And you already know we're going to keep you up to date on everything that's happening with the Atlanta Falcons. They are off today, so nobody at Flowery Branch, but I believe everybody is back on Monday. Oh, that's right. It's open practice. Duh, what am I thinking, Dylan? The people, you, get to see your Atlanta Falcons tonight just for a little $5 fee. You can go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and see your Atlanta Falcons as they do have the open practice tonight. Dukes and Bell, will be broadcasting live along with Abe Gordon. So Dukes and Bell will be live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium from 2 to 7 to get you ready for the open practice. Abe Gordon will be there while the open practice is going on broadcasting. So you already know. We are home for the Falcons. Everything Falcons. Flagship station and the number one place for your Atlanta Falcons football coverage. But while we are on the topic of the Atlanta Falcons, I have a question for you. And you can answer it coming up in about, 16 minutes? When we get to Grillin' Dylan, because we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. But my question for you as far as the Falcons goes. Obviously, we know last season, going between Desmond Ridder, Taylor Heineke, wasn't the best quarterback play. No shade, just truth. However, this season, with Kirk Cousins, Big Kirko, Perk Thuggins at the helm, the Falcons defense is being tested every single day and being tested by an elite quarterback. How much is that helping the Falcons? And how much did going up against Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heineke, how much did that hamper them last year? Not to say it wasn't a challenge, but you weren't going up against Kirk Cousins every day last season. So how much was that a hamper to the defense last season, and how much will it help the defense this season? Well, Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake talked a little bit about the defense having to face Kirk Cousins every day and how that is, he thinks, helping the defense. And he also talked about looking forward to the upcoming joint practices with the Miami Dolphins.
So first, iron sharpens iron. We're going against our offense right now is punching a lot of holes in our defense and checking our run fits, checking our pass fits, checking, hey, I think this pressure is going to work. Oh my gosh, they blocked it up. Maybe we got to change it. And vice versa. I know our offense is also learning a lot of things as well. And so this is great work against our guys. But now rolling into next week, that's going to be a lot of fun. Our guys are probably already tired of seeing each other across the line, hitting the same guy. And now we get to go against a really good opponent in practice and a good setting where we're keeping everybody healthy, but at the same time, we're rolling, and it's going to be very, very competitive. Looking forward to that, but right now I'm looking forward to this next meeting coming up to clean up practice from today, but that's going to be a fun week next week.
I think there really is something to this. I think there is something to having an elite quarterback like Kirk Cousins try to slice and dice the defense every day because, you heard Jimmy Lake kind of say it there. Look, if Kirk Cousins cooks us one day in practice, we got to go back and we go to the drawing board a little bit or figure out where everything went wrong, and we got to fix it. If you're not necessarily getting sliced and diced by a Desmond Ridder or a Taylor Heineke, or you can even go back to Marcus Mariota. Sure, you may think the defense is maybe on point in practice, but when you get in the game, you're like, oh, wait. Nah, we actually getting cooked for real. So I do think there is a little something there. How much the Falcons defense was hampered by seeing Marcus Mariota, Taylor Heineke, and Desmond Ridder in practice every day versus an elite quarterback like Kirk Cousins. I don't know how much it hampered them, but I do think it hampered them at least a little bit. I do think it hurt them, obviously, more than it helped them. And I do think now with Kirk Cousins at the helm, they're getting helped by seeing a guy who can read defenses like that and going up against a guy who can pick you apart if you're not on your P's and Q's. I do think that's going to help the defense. How much will it help? I think it'll help a good amount. So I think there really is something to that. And guess what? Jimmy Lake isn't the only person that thinks that, by the way. DeMarco Helms, Falcons safety, coming into his second year after a strong rookie season, especially in the second half. He talked about Kirk Cousins and how he challenges the defense every day as well.
Oh, he definitely can make us better. You know, we're getting a look almost every day from one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So I'm sure when we go into the game, we prepare for a quarterback. You know, they're good quarterbacks in the league, but they may not be as good as Kirk. It's going to be easier for us as a defense.
That's exactly what I'm saying, DeMarco. It's exactly what I'm saying. You're going up against Kirk Cousins every day in practice. He's one of the cream of the crop. He's top tier. Say what you want, but Kirk Cousins is an elite quarterback, and he's an elite processor. And he can slice and dice the defense with the best of them. So if you ain't on your P's and Q's in practice, you're going to have to get right. But look, even if you are on your P's and Q's and Kirk Cousins is just beating you because he's that good of a quarterback, that's going to help. And like DeMarco Helm said, that's just going to make everybody on the defense better. And we've all talked about and heard about Kirk Cousins and Jesse Bates, their relationship, and how Kirk has been picking the brain of Jesse, and Jesse's, on the flip side of it, been picking the brain of Kirk to help make this defense better. So I do think it's going to be a real thing. I do think this defense is going to be that much better because of how they're going up against Kirk Cousins every day in practice. And I don't think they've had that luxury, obviously, the past 2 years. And I think that's going to be a little bit of a difference. So if we notice that going up against the Steelers early in week one, Eagles in week two, Chiefs in week three, if we're like, hey, this defense is a little bit better than what we thought it was. Yeah, because they've been going up against a better quarterback than they have been in the past 2 years. They've been challenged a lot earlier than what they have been in recent years. So I do really think there is something to this, and I think it is something to watch for as we go, obviously, into the preseason, going to joint practices, going to the regular season, of course. I do really think there is something to this. So I am interested to see how this defense starts out because, and again, too, and I want to actually get to this as well because Raheem Morris, he was on the Pivot podcast, and he was talking to Ryan Clark, Channing Crowder, Fred Taylor, and he was basically talking about how he's going to be providing role clarity, not only on offense, but defense as well. And it was funny because Ryan Clark kind of challenged him in a bit, and Raheem Morris clocked him real quick. Now, it was in a funny way, but Raheem Morris clocked him real quick. Matter of fact, instead of me explaining it, let's just let you hear it. It'll make sense when you hear it. Take a listen.
The defense is amazing, too.
They're not.
Okay.
They're not.
I'm going to challenge you.
Like, let's, and this is.
Name a better safety than Jesse Bates.
Don't here you go. Give me that look. The three names. We know Jesse Bates. Mm-hmm. We know A.J. Terrell. Mm-hmm. We know Grady Jarrett. Mm-hmm. Everybody
David,
else.
You don't know David?
Everybody else. We're trying to figure out they're going to be
you
good.
You don't know Onyemata?
I do know him.
Okay. You got a nasty attitude.
How are y'all going to get a stop, coach?
That is what I love. Right. Because we got some dudes on our team and I got a lot of belief in. Right. Because you know what it is? This thing that we play is like ultimate role clarity. And you know what it is? If you give a guy a role and he owns it and he takes that thing and he runs with it, then people start to know him. They become household names. And that's what we want. Right. I'm going to breathe this belief in my guys. I promise you. We're going to be all right.
I promise you. We're going to be all right. He going to provide role clarity. Breeding confidence. I love it, man. But what he said is something we've talked about. And that's, we know about the household names. Jesse Bates, A.J. Terrell, Grady Jarrett, Ryan Clark knows about the household names. But can't forget about guys like David Onyemata, who Ryan Clark also admitted that he knew about. Because, again, David Onyemata is pretty close to a household name. He had some really good years with the Saints. And he had a solid year for us last year. But the household names, we know what they're going to do. But how are the non-household names for them, how are the non-household names going to make a name for themselves and become household names? How's Arnold Ebiketie going to become a household name? How is Lorenzo Carter, who was a little bit of a household name maybe in college, but how is he going to make himself more of a household name? How is Nate Landman, Caden Ellis going to make themselves household names? Clark Phillips, Mike Hughes, how are they going to make themselves household names? Well, part of the reason is going to be what Raheem Morris said, that role clarity. He is going to give all those guys I just listed off, plus everybody else on the defense, a defined role. And he's going to be like, hey, I need you to just do this. Focus on doing this and focus on doing it well. And if you do this role well, you're going to ball out. And you are going to become a household name. And that's going to instill that confidence in them where Arnold Ebiketie's like, oh, I just got to make sure I rush the passer and I have to set the edge on run plays. All right, bet I can do that. Then when they're not thinking so much, and this is always talked about when we talk about football, really any sport. Once the game starts to slow down for a player and they can think less, move faster, how much better do they get? And part of that, thinking less, moving faster, is what Raheem Morris is doing, providing that role clarity, not putting so much on their plate and having them focus on maybe just one or two things in their role. And focusing on those one or two things in their role allows them to be like, okay, I just need to focus on doing this, doing it well, and then going out there, executing it, and balling out. That's it. And so Raheem Morris is going to provide that, and hopefully with him providing that role clarity and breeding confidence, like he talked about, this defense and the offense too can make some big plays, and there can be a lot more household names on the Atlanta Falcons at the end of this season. All right, when we come back, 5 minutes from now, you know what time it is. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Grillin' Dylan. Hey, you want to answer my question that I gave for you? Were the Falcons hampered last season, last two seasons? Was the Falcons defense hampered by going up against Taylor Heinicke, Desmond Ridder, and Marcus Mariota? And do you think they're going to be that much better because they're going up against the Kirk Cousins now in practice every day? That's a question I have for you. You can answer that. Or again, like I said, we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. You want to talk about the Braves? We can do that. They're on a roll. Hopefully they can continue that tonight. You want to talk about movies, music, life, sports? Don't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, let's do it next on Grillin' Dylan. Call me right now, 404-726-0929. Again, the number is 404-726-0929. Grillin' Dylan, whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about it next here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there as well, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers out there as well. A recent addition to the list, making sure that people get the good treatment and care and TLC that they might need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Of course, all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. You already know what time it is. There's no need to mess around. Let's go ahead and get right into it. It's time for Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi. I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. You want to answer my question? I do have a question for you. Do you think the Falcons' defense has been hampered over the last two seasons going up against Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, and Taylor Heinicke in practice? And do you think they're going to be that much better this season and maybe even a little bit ahead of the curve because they've been taking on Kirk Cousins every day in practice? Let me know your thoughts. 404-726-0929. Also, we can talk about the Braves getting a nice 4-2 victory. Matt Olson going yard again and the Braves having a chance to maybe make a run at the NL East after all. We can talk about that. And we can talk about whatever else might be on your mind, movies, music, life, sports. Don't matter. Call me up right now. A couple phone lines open still, 404-726-0929. But let's go to the lines, and let's start with my guy, Schmitty. Schmitty, what's going on, man? How we feeling this morning, brother?
Good morning, brother. How you doing, man? Love the show, man. Love the energy, man. Keep it up.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, Schmitty. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, absolutely, man. They play, you tend to play to the level of your competition.
Right.
Not throwing any kind of shade, but you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So they should definitely be a lot, well, they're going to be better.
Yeah.
And the game should slow down for them. So I'm looking for big things from that defense. And I got a prediction for you.
Let me hear it.
Come Sunday, the Braves going to be no less. No more than four games behind, buddy.
Ooh, okay. Okay, Smitty.
And as we say here in the South, they're going to yawk them in.
I love it. I love that, Smitty.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
Hey, take it easy, man. Have a great weekend, Smitty. I appreciate the phone call. Smitty said they're going to yawk them in, man. I love that. And look, again, the window is right here for the Braves to make that run. Your schedule's pretty favorable here in the second half. Philly's a little bit tougher. We knew that since the start of the season. Now is really your time to make that run. You can get some help. You got to take care of your business first. So take care of business against the Marlins. Take care of business against the Brewers, the Angels, the Rockies. Take care of business against those teams you should beat up on and win series against. And then again, just we'll hope and make sure, the fans will hope and make sure for you that the Phillies get some losses on the docket as well. All right. Moving on here, 404-726-0929. Let's go to my main man, Chief, calling out there in South Fulton. Chief, what's going on, man? Happy Friday to you, brother.
Happy Friday. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief?
I tell you what, Chief. First of all, before I get to my list right quick, I got to say iron does sharpen iron, right?
So that's right.
Of course it's going to help. Of course it's going to help. That's right. Now, my quick list for you this Friday is the Hawks top 5 point guards that I have seen. All right, so I didn't see Pistol Pete, so don't call me with the Pistol Pete stuff. I didn't see him.
Yeah.
But the point guard that I did see, I'm going to start off with Jason Terry, number 5.
Oh, that's a good guard.
All right, Jeff T, number 4. Doc Rivers, number 3.
Okay.
Mookie Blaylock, number 2. Mm-hmm. And the guy who's going to break all the records is number 11, Trae Young.
Ooh, that's a good one, Chief. That's a good one. I'm glad you snuck Jeff Teague in there too, because Jeff Teague is, like, people forget, like, he was sneaky good. Like, he was solid, very solid point guard for us. And, you know, we had him during we drafted him and had him during his prime. So, no, Jeff Teague is very solid. I do wonder, is Chief still there or did Chief go? Chief still here? Oh, no, he's gone. Okay, I figured Chief hung up. I did wonder, and Chief, you can tweet at me or if I talk to you later on today. You can let me know where Dennis Schroeder would have ranked. I am wondering where Schroeder would have been. Because Schroeder was all right. He was solid. Now, during the rebuild, you know, he had some frustrating moments. But it is what it is. All right. Let's get one more in here. And let's go out to our guy Larry calling from the truck. Larry, what's going on, man? Happy Friday to you.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. Good morning to you, too, as well. We out here doing what we do downtown. I'm actually probably a block from Colony Square right now. But anywho, I don't really want to talk about the Braves winning the division.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I don't want to talk about that or get into that is because when they won the World Series, they didn't win the division. And I'd just rather them fight and grind through all the playoffs than have all those days off and, you know, go through all that stuff and be ready and be sharp because they've been playing rather than to take all that time off and then, you know, it'd be a problem. So that's my thing. Of course, the Falcons are going to be, the Falcons are going to be better because they're playing against Kirk Cousins. That's normal. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Right.
And I'm just, you know, it just seems crazy not to even have that conversation. So those are the two things I just wanted to have everybody wake up about, and I'm going to go back to being quiet and getting my work done. It's Friday. I want to get out of here. Peace.
Hey, there you go. Appreciate it, Larry. Larry said, I'm trying to have a productive Friday real quick and then get up on out of here and start my weekend. I do think, Larry, that the Braves did win the division, though, in 2021 because their streak is still alive, and their streak is like 6 seasons or something like that. I think they're going for like 7. So I'm pretty sure the Braves actually did win the division in 2021 because I remember they were under 500 up until like August, and then because nobody was really running away with the division in 2021, and they were still able to win the division. So I do think, I'll double check, but I'm 99.9% sure the Braves did win the division in 2021. But your point is still valid as to where you want them to keep playing, you want them to stick in a rhythm, and, you know, maybe the wild card, saying the wild card wouldn't be such a bad thing. So I would love to see them just catch up and win the division so we could have another radio member proven wrong, Joe Giglio, if that's how you say his last name or however you say it. Obviously, he declared the NL East being over again. So for that, I would just love to see that, like, happen again and a guy declaring the NL East over too quick and then the Braves come back and, you know, hawk that team again. I would just love to see that personally. But as long as the Braves get in the postseason, make a deep postseason run, winning the World Series, as long as they win the World Series, I don't care how it happens. As long as they win it, that's all I care about. All right, appreciate the calls. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We will come back and wrap up a great week on the Hometown Take and hand things off to the morning shift. Kelly Price of Fox 5 Atlanta back in the saddle with Mike Johnson and Bo Squidbilly. Morgan, we'll see what they got up for a Friday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there as well, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers out there as well, a recent addition to the list, making sure that people get the good treatment and care and TLC that they might need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Of course, all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. You already know what time it is. There's no need to mess around. Let's go ahead and get right into it. It's time for Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi. I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. You want to answer my question? I do have a question for you. Do you think the Falcons' defense has been hampered over the last two seasons going up against Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, and Taylor Heineke in practice? And do you think they're going to be that much better this season and maybe even a little bit ahead of the curve because they've been taking on Kirk Cousins every day in practice? Let me know your thoughts. 404-726-0929. Also, we can talk about the Braves getting a nice 4-2 victory. Matt Olson going yard again and the Braves having a chance to maybe make a run at the NL East after all. We can talk about that. And we can talk about whatever else might be on your mind, movies, music, life, sports. Don't matter. Call me up right now. A couple phone lines open still, 404-726-0929. But let's go to the lines, and let's start with my guy, Schmitty. Schmitty, what's going on, man? How we feeling this morning, brother?
Good morning, brother. How you doing, man? Love the show, man. Love the energy, man. Keep it up.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, Schmitty. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, absolutely, man. They play you tend to play to the level of your competition,
right?
Not throwing any kind of shade, but you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So they should definitely be a lot. Well, they're gonna be better.
Yeah,
and the game should slow down for them. So I'm looking for big things from that defense, and I got a prediction for you.
Let me hear it.
Come Sunday, the Braves gonna be no less, no more than four games behind, buddy.
Ooh, okay. Okay, Smitty.
And as we say here in the South, they're going to yawk them in.
I love it. I love that, Smitty.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
Hey, take it easy, man. Have a great weekend, Smitty. I appreciate the phone call. Smitty said they're going to yawk them in, man. I love that. And look, again, the window is right here for the Braves to make that run. Your schedule's pretty favorable here in the second half. Philly's a little bit tougher. We knew that since the start of the season. Now is really your time to make that run. You can get some help. You got to take care of your business first. So take care of business against the Marlins. Take care of business against the Brewers, the Angels, the Rockies. Take care of business against those teams you should beat up on and win series against. And then again, just we'll hope and make sure, the fans will hope and make sure for you that the Phillies get some losses on the docket as well. All right, moving on here, 404-726-0929. Let's go to my main man, Chief, calling out there in South Fulton. Chief, what's going on, man? Happy Friday to you, brother.
Happy Friday. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief?
I tell you what, Chief. First of all, before I get to my list right quick, I got to say iron does sharpen iron, right?
So that's right.
Of course it's going to help. Of course it's going to help. That's right. Now, my quick list for you this Friday is the Hawks top five point guards that I have seen, all right? So I didn't see Pistol Pete, so don't
Tommy was a piece of pizza. I didn't see him.
Yeah.
But the point guard that I did see, I'm going to start off with Jason Terry, number 5.
Oh, that's a good call. All right.
Jeff Teague, number 4. Doc Rivers, number 3.
Okay. Okay.
Mookie Blaylock, number 2. Mm-hmm. And the guy who's going to break all the records is number 11, Trae Young.
Ooh, that's a good one, Chief. That's a good one. I'm glad you snuck Jeff Teague in there, too, because Jeff Teague is, like, people forget, like, he was sneaky good. Like, he was solid, very solid point guard for us. And, you know, we had him during his we drafted him and had him during his prime. So, no, Jeff Teague is very solid. I do wonder, is Chief still there or did Chief go? Chief still here? Oh, no, he's gone. Okay, I figured Chief hung up. I did wonder, and Chief, you can tweet at me or if I talk to you later on today. You can let me know where Dennis Schroeder would have ranked. I am wondering where Schroeder would have been. Because Schroeder was all right. He was solid. Now, during the rebuild, you know, he had some frustrating moments. But it is what it is. All right. Let's get one more in here. And let's go out to our guy Larry calling from the truck. Larry, what's going on, man? Happy Friday to you.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. Good morning to you, too, as well. We out here doing what we do downtown. I'm actually probably a block from Colony Square right now. But anywho, I don't really want to talk about the Braves winning the division. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I don't want to talk about that or get into that is because when they won the World Series, they didn't win the division. And I'd just rather them fight and grind through all the playoffs than have all those days off and, you know, go through all that stuff and be ready and be sharp because they've been playing rather than to take all that time off and then, you know, it'd be a problem. So, that's my thing. Of course, the Falcons are going to be, the Falcons are going to be better because they're playing against Kirk Cousins. That's normal. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Right.
And it just seems crazy not to even have that conversation. So those are the two things I just wanted to have everybody wake up about, and I'm going to go back to being quiet and getting my work done. It's Friday. I want to get out of here. Peace.
Hey, there you go. Appreciate it, Larry. Larry said, I'm trying to have a productive Friday real quick and then get up on out of here and start my weekend. I do think, Larry, that the Braves did win the division, though, in 2021 because their streak is still alive, and their streak is like 6 seasons or something like that. I think they're going for like 7. So I'm pretty sure the Braves actually did win the division in 2021 because I remember they were under 500 up until like August, and then they – because nobody was really running away with the division in 2021, and they were still able to win the division. So I do think – I'll double-check, but I'm 99.9% sure the Braves did win the division in 2021. But your point is still valid as to where you want them to keep playing, you want them to stick in a rhythm, and, you know, maybe the wild card, saying the wild card wouldn't be such a bad thing. So I would love to see them just catch up and win the division so we could have another radio member proven wrong. Joe Giglio, if that's how you say his last name or however you say it. Obviously, he declared the NL East being over again. So for that, I would just love to see that, like, happen again and a guy declaring the NL East over too quick and then the Braves come back and, you know, hawk that team again. I would just love to see that personally. But as long as the Braves get in the postseason, make a deep postseason run, winning the World Series, as long as they win the World Series, I don't care how it happens. As long as they win it, that's all I care about. All right, appreciate the calls. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We will come back and wrap up a great week on the Hometown Take and hand things off to the morning shift. Kelly Price of Fox 5 Atlanta back in the saddle with Mike Johnson and Bo Squidbilly Morgan. We'll see what they got up for a Friday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it.
With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.